Well, hello and welcome. You are listening to the Music and Ministry Podcast. My name is Stephen Reed, and we are so glad that you joined us here today, because today we're going to be talking about one of the major journeys that we all take in our lives that really determine the effectiveness of our ministry in the long run. And so that sounds pretty important. So what is that? Well, that is how, if we let God work in our lives, we will move from being carnal to being spiritual, to being selfish to selfless. And, you know, I'm not talking about being spiritual in a weird way, but how that if we let God direct our principles and guide our actions, the decisions that we make will be based on what's good for others and not necessarily what's the best for us. And sometimes those things come together and that's the best. But I think that understanding this process is really important for us individually, but specifically why I'm talking about it today is that we need to know this so that way we can disciple and mentor people through it and help them get further along faster, just like the people who have been discipling us and mentoring us have been trying to do for us. So if I look back over the course of my worship leading life, it really started at summer camp around a campfire. And I had learned how to play the guitar at camp, but the only reason why I was learning was because I wanted to put chords to these sappy love songs that I was writing at the time. And then, hey, they needed a guitar player. I wanted to play guitar. But there were these three things that were kind of always present. And one of them was that I selfishly wanted to learn how to play the guitar, or, you know, you could just put there, I wanted to do something for myself. And then there was always some level of, I wanted to be seen. What is also interesting is to look back and see how I wanted to be involved so I could control how the meetings went. Because when other people did it, I didn't think that they selected the right songs and wanted it to be the way that I kind of wanted it to be, which is kind of a startling revelation because I'm a young kid at that point. I'm in high school and I'm now looking back and saying, man, that was really selfish. But those three things have really come around again and again and again over the course of my life. So just to recap those for fast, I wanted to do something, I wanted to be seen at some level, and then I wanted to control how things were going. So to be fair, though, the other side of the coin and the other thing that was happening was that in the midst of all of that was a growing love of the presence of God and a moving into the direction of God in my life. And I find it amazing that God can work with your selfishness and move you into selflessness. And when we look at our people that are coming to us, some of them are going to come with some selfishness and we have to help them move forward. Maybe the most frustrating thing is when people are not moving forward or they're moving backwards. So like I mentioned, I was running all these sappy love songs because at the time, my main objective in life was to become a country music superstar and an NBA basketball player. And my plan was that I would do basketball during the season, and then when the season was off, I would go and do my touring. Now, worship was in there, but it was way in the background. And as I went through high school and then got into college, well, that morphed a little bit from being country to rock, but I was still writing tons of sappy love songs and would play the top 40 hits. But it really wasn't until I went to this conference in New Mexico where I really fell in love with worship. And strangely enough, the event was being led by the unsigned, unknown Mercy Me. But back then, they were a little bit more of a worship team than they are now. But it was really the first time that I could see that my love of music and worshiping God could work together. And that was really a pivotal moment in my life. And I went home and instead of playing the top 40 songs, instead of writing as many sappy love songs, which I still did some, I was now playing these worship songs over and over and over again. And I was still doing these coffee shop concerts where I would play the songs I was writing, the hits of the day, but I was also now playing on a worship team for a campus group. And well, I ended up quitting that campus group because they weren't doing the music how I liked and they were changing chords and changing things and I didn't like it. And it ended suddenly, and then we worked it all out and got back together. But there has always been this thread, this selfishness thread of, I want it to sound like this, or I want it to sound like that. So in college, also, I really wanted to make it in the Christian music industry, and that was because we had started a Christian band in the middle of my college career and was called God's House, because we were all roommates, and I taught them all how to play their instruments. And so a couple weeks into, hey, you're learning how to play the drums, I was like, hey, let's do a concert, which only shows you how terrible we were. We were not good. but we were funny. That was our thing. We would do these coffee shop concerts and play youth groups that started out with all these silly songs because Silly Songs with Bob and Larry from VeggieTales was kind of popular, and we did similar stuff. Now, I was now singing mostly Christian songs instead of secular songs, but then we would throw in a time of worship at the inn, still hoping to make a lot of money, still trying to get famous and leave town and not have to finish college, but began to love the worship at the inn the most of anything that we did. So slowly we would start adding more time at the inn, then we would start leading worship at camps, and the silly songs kind of faded to the background. So in looking back, I can see how my selflessness was rising, and I would maybe like to say that my selfishness was decreasing, but maybe they were both there. Maybe they were even both escalating, but I was definitely growing in selflessness. So then it came to my 20s, where we left the college band behind because I left college and married my wife, and we ended up moving and was just serving at my local church, but I was still trying to make it what I thought it should be, still hoping something would come of my musical endeavors, and was giving a lot of time to it. And you would say, okay, well, you're giving a lot of time. That's a really selfless thing to do. But I can also still look back, and if I'm honest, say I was selfish because at some level, I really liked leading worship maybe more than I liked helping people worship. And that sounds about the same, but it's really very different. So what does that mean? Well, I sang the songs that I liked. I played them in the manner that I liked, and I wanted them to sound how I liked it, and I pushed in every way that I knew how to make that happen. My mentality was that if I liked it, then other people would like it too, and if they don't, then they just need to get on board. So again, giving my life, giving my all, tons of time to this thing called worship, but still having a lot to learn. So then when my wife and I felt called to start traveling to minister in the area of worship, we didn't really know what that meant, and we really just got in the car and started going. And that sounds crazy now that I talk about it, but it was the Lord. And so again, a very selfless thing to do. Hey, I'm going to quit my job. We're going to pack everybody in the car and just go and live by faith. And we tried at the beginning to do the artist thing where everything was about us. We had the full-size banners that had pictures of us worshiping right next to our product table with all of our merch for sale, trying to make fans, trying to make sales. And we were saying, well, this is all so we can bless people. And again, to be fair, like this was a part of us growing. But as I look back now, I can see how there was that thread of selfishness. And I wanted to lead people to worship, but I also wanted to showcase my stuff and my songs and be noticed and given a platform. And I believe that would help people, but there's a fine line between those two things. So I hope you can maybe see a little bit of the journey in your own life from our stories. But even over the last few years, we have felt the Lord refining us in our hearts as to why are we doing what we're doing for God? Or are we doing it with God? And He's moving us even further and further from selfishness to selflessness. From I want to be seen to I want God to be seen. And it's really okay if nobody remembers who I am. From I want to sing the songs that I like to I want to sing the songs that you like. From I want to make it how I like it to I want to do whatever it will take to reach the people. So as we wrap this up today, I just want to encourage you to go back over the course of your life and look at those three things. I want to do something. At some level, I want to be seen. And I want things to go the way that I want them to go. And just see how God is moving you from one place to another and ask Him for how to get to the next stage and the next levels of that. But then also see that in your people and start developing strategies and really just see, okay, this bass player is coming in because he wants to be up on the deal. How do I get him to understand that we're here to serve the people with our bass playing, not be a place to showcase our abilities or fulfill our musical desires? And that's not necessarily an easy task, but it is one that is completely worth our time and attention because it does determine the effectiveness of our ministry in so many ways. Well, as always, if there's anything that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to ask. You can reach us at musicministryconference@gmail.com, or you can check out all of our stuff at musicministry.co. Well, until next time, have a fantastic week, and God bless.